Public hearing items 3 and 4 are a combined hearing. Public hearing number 3 is a rezoning at 800 Burroughs Avenue, formerly 798 and 796 Burroughs Avenue, under file DAZ 226 of 2013. It's a combined hearing. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, the following variance will also be heard at the same time. It's a variance affecting the same premises under file DAB 164207 of 2013D.
Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk. The applicant here is, apparently he's not here, Mr. John Krasansky. I've received correspondence saying I will not be able to attend the LSWK meeting this evening as I will be out of town. I am in support of the application. That's the applicant. I do understand we have the property owner here, the chairman of the board, Mr. Eugene High Warren. Do you wish to speak on the application, sir?
Thank you.
Good evening, and state your name and address for the record, please. You have 10 minutes to make your pitch on your application.
Okay, thank you. The name is Eugene Highwarn. I'm president of St. Mary the Protectress Villa. It's at 800 Burroughs Avenue. When we built the villa, it was built by a nonprofit corporation. We're in the North End. We've provided affordable housing for 25 years now for residents of the North End. Over the years, when we built it, we had a limited number of parking because 25 years ago, people didn't have that many need for cars. Now, as people are moving in, they're all, or almost all, coming with cars. So we have a problem that we can't provide parking for the seniors that are moving in. We own two adjacent properties, which we are proposing to make additional temporary parking. Our long-term goal is to expand the villa, and the villa would be expanded where we're right now proposing temporary parking. In conjunction with the church and the villa, we own most of the square block. There's just one piece of property that either the church or the villa doesn't own. So we made a decision a number of months ago that to accommodate today's senior, we've got to provide parking for them. So from the limited number that we had, we hope to be adding, I think it works out, another 12 or 14 spots on the two properties. One is a vacant lot. The other one has an old rundown house, which we're intending to demolish and put up the temporary parking. So that is the goal. Again, reiterate, we're a nonprofit corporation providing affordable housing for seniors, which is people over 55. Although most of our residents are in the 60s and 70s, and they still drive their vehicles. So,
Mr. Highwarren, thank you very much for your delegation. Quick question for you. Have you read the administrative report which is supporting your application? Have you had a chance to?
Yes, I did.
And you're okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions of Mr. Highwarren at this time? Okay. I'll ask you to stand down, sir, for a moment.
Thank you.
We have Jay Belak. Do you wish to speak, sir?
No, it's okay. I'm in support.
Okay. You're in support. Is there anyone else in support of the application that wishes to speak?
Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly, yeah. We'll get you to fill out the form after, but if you could state your name and address for the record, Stefania, that'd be great.
My name is Stefania Mihaluk. I'm the manager. I live at 210 800 Burroughs Avenue, and I'm the manager of the villa.
Thank you.
What I'd like to get across is the fact that it isn't getting any warmer. We're living in Winnipeg. It's getting colder. Right now, we have 5 vehicles out on the street that need a place to park. As of December 1st, there are tenants moving in with a car who will also need a spot. So I'm really asking that if at all possible to speed up this whole process so that I can ask the contractor who's to do the demolishing of that house to come in and do it as quickly as possible so we can get this done before the streets, where we will not be able to park on the streets any longer because of the snow and snow removal. So we need it. We need it desperately, and we need it quickly. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I just want to share with you, Stefania, that I just had a bit of a conversation with the clerk here. It doesn't look like there's any registered opposition. So what that means, it will go directly to Executive Policy Committee and then to Council this month. So that's just a couple of weeks
so
away.
So I can call the demolition.
Sure.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. You could. Yeah. If everything goes well, so and there's no amendments, if we don't make them,
you can't guarantee that.
You can't guarantee that. So, but we're moving as fast as we can here to let.
Next council meeting is November 20th. That's when.
Yeah. So it's not too bad. Yeah. Okay, is there any...
And this heat,
did you wish to speak, sir?
Well, I can speak.
Yeah. State your name, and address for the record, please.
My name is Mihai Rosoja. I live at 18800 Burroughs Avenue. I'm the caretaker of premises.
You're welcome.
And I park in the street because I let tenants parking on my spot. Mm-hmm. So coming, and I'm parking on Burroughs. Coming December 1st, there is a snow road, so I can't park on Burroughs anymore. On Magnus, there is no way to park because there are citizens that are living on that street. There are lots of them are parking. They have 3-4 cars. They park on Magnus Avenue. So if this will prolong, like after December 1st, I'll wake up in the morning without a car, and not only me. So this is my statement. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, anyone else who wish to speak in support of the application? Is there anyone in opposition to the application? Anybody in opposition? Okay, if we could just take note, there's no opposition. Anyone for information? Anyone for information on the application? Okay. Yeah, Councilor Edie, if you could take the chair, that'd be great. Okay, on the here we are. On the rezoning, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Carried. I'll move that the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried.